Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 22nd of April 2011. All the technology news from the previous 7 days in around 5 minutes. Sorry, everybody. Unavoidable, I'm afraid. The Carphone Warehouse has opened orders for the Samsung Galaxy S2. It's on pre-order if you want to go and get it. It's a 1.2 gigahertz processor with a really nice Super AMOLED screen, which I'm told is extremely good. I mean, extremely good. And you can get it with Android 2.3 for £35 a month on contract, or you can get it SIM-free for 500 nicker. You can also get the HTC Wi-Fi RS at the same time. So sharpen your credit cards. But do bear in mind that O2 have got a very special deal. At the moment, you can get a free iPhone on contract for £15.50 a month. Now, it doesn't come with any data, and it only comes with 100 minutes. And the other bad news is the fact it's only a 3GS, I'm afraid. But if you want to get into the iPhone market 2 years too late, it could be the perfect deal for you. TalkTalk and Three are named as the most complained service providers here in the UK. They topped out with the largest amount of complaints over everybody. The best broadband and landline providers are apparently Virgin Media. But the only two rants that we've had about telecoms providers on the Raid Show have been about Virgin Media. The Wii 2 is coming soon. It could be here in May or June. And it's going to have a controller that's got a 6.2-inch touchscreen. So gone are the sleek minimalist looks of the current handset. And you're going to get something that's about the size of an iPad. And it's going to be wielding like God knows what. I suppose it'll look like the tennis racket attachment that you can get for it. But it does sound huge. Google's been ordered to pay $5 million to Linux in a patent infringement suit. Linux sued a whole load of people, including Google, Yahoo, Amazon, AOL and MySpace, because a bit of their kernel was found in the software behind Google servers. Google have got to pay them $5 million, but that's probably their lunch bill, I would have thought. And Google Chrome netbooks are definitely coming this summer. Late June or July, people are saying that there's going to be the CR48 type notebook is going to be out there for people to use. Whether it's going to be any bigger hit than the CR48 wasn't, we'll have to wait and see. Now, if you're having trouble with PlayStation Network, the reason's probably because of a DDoS attack. It seems that people who are upset at not being able to run Linux on their PlayStation are absolutely pounding the servers with fake requests. So they should have just let them have it. I said it ages ago. And one way you can tell it's a really slow news day is because of the fact we're reviewing a microphone. Yes, Samsung have released the Meteor mic. It's replacing their old Samsung microphone, the G1, which was pretty crappy, and it's going to cost you $100. It looks very retro, it looks very nice, but if it's as bad as the last one, don't bother. Arbonata has released the Light Table. It's got a whole series of LEDs that are drilled into the top of it, and it can show lots and lots of different pictures through LED formats. It looks really, really nice, if a little tacky, it has to be said. But if you want a piece of wood that's got 1,700 holes drilled in it, then it's yours for the taking. Worrying thing about that story is there's no price. Now, very soon, hopefully, we're going to break the land speed record with the Bloodhound SSD. It's going to do more than 1,000 miles an hour and outrun a speeding bullet. Well, apparently, it's coming in for a bit of green kicking, unfortunately, because it seems that one 10-mile run in the Bloodhound uses the same amount of energy as it takes to light the Singapore Grand Prix night event for a whole 20 minutes. By the time it's finished, you could have lit the entire stadium for a whole event. And, for some reason I don't know why, the annual production of methane for 3 lactating cows is equal to the Bloodhound SSD. I'd have picked a better metaphor if I was you chaps. And finally, help is at hand for those of you who are bald. The RTAS is a machine that's just gone through FDA approval, and it will be available soon for you to grow your hair back. It looks like a torture contraption from Star Trek. It's a horrific looking thing. And I've got to say, by the time you finish and how much you're going to pay for this thing to be stabbing stuff in your head, I'd rather be bald. Shave it off and embrace, fellas. Come on. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back at 11 with the photo show, then at 1 o'clock with the Mac show, and then at 10 p.m. tonight we'll be back with the Bagel Tech Big Show. So come and join us if you can, live in the chat room, pull up a beer, and of course, because today's bank holiday in the UK, then there'll be beer aplenty at lunchtime on the Mac show. We won't be back on Monday, we'll be back on Tuesday instead, so we'll see you next week. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.